So who is drawn to this? I mean, who are the people that make up Anonymous?
Well, there's a very wide range of people with a wide range of motivations. Anonymous is kind of spun out of a culture of trolling on the internet, messing with people, pranking people for fun. And in the last few years, it's taken on a more serious approach with activism or hacktivism. And so you have people who are getting involved because they enjoy doing online pranks and getting involved with stunts, and also people who want to make a difference in the world, a positive difference. A socio-political cause can often be attached to the stunts that they pull off.
John, does this have national security implications when you think about WikiLeaks and that?
It certainly does. I mean, WikiLeaks was the most significant breach of national security information in the history of this country in terms of volume. And it wasn't done by a foreign intelligence agency. It was done by the groups that this book is about for social reasons, political reasons.
Yeah, you talk, though, Parmi, that they want to make a difference politically and socially, but they also admit, William in particular, that they sometimes just like messing with people, destroying people's lives, really just turning things upside down.
Yeah, the way William, one of the key interviewees in the book, describes it is it's a way to waste a night.
Yeah.
So going through the whole night and harassing people on Facebook and then talking about it with his friends on a particular image board. And again, this is kind of what speaks to the real split in Anonymous. There are people who want it to go in a serious direction, and people who think it should go back to its roots and fun at other people's expense. And within this culture, which is what I found fascinating and why I started writing the book, there's this own kind of set of rules and etiquette, and people's morals and sense of consequences in the real world get slightly warped because they start to... they become quite different online to how they are in real life. And Anonymous almost amplifies that to the sense that, you know, you can have an alter ego online, but with Anonymous you also get justification and purpose.
It's